Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. What a beautiful passage of Scripture that tells us about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mufferville Baptist Church, and each week I prepare a devotion from God's Word, and this week we're in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 is today's reading, and reading through the New Testament this year. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we find that we're told about a living hope. What does it mean for us to embrace this hope? To embrace the hope that comes through Jesus Christ. To embrace something is to accept it or support it, a belief or a theory or a change. So we're embracing, we're accepting, we're supporting willingly and enthusiastically. So let's willingly, enthusiastically embrace hope. Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. We're told here in this 1 Peter 1 verse 3 that God has provided a new birth and a living hope. Every single one of us are born into this world into trouble, sin, and despair. In Job chapter 14 verse 1, anyone born of woman is short of days and full of trouble. Every one of us born from our mother's womb are born into a world that is full of sin. In fact, sin is in each one of us. From the sin of Adam and Eve, we carry the consequences of sin. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 3. We are born again, born all over again spiritually, by believing that Jesus took the penalty for our sin, dying on the cross. Then we have a new birth certificate that says, "Child of God, forgiven." So we are born physically from our mother's womb, but we are born spiritually all over again when we embrace who Jesus Christ is. And this is not just a birth into a new relationship as a child of God and being forgiven, but we're born into a hope, into an expectation of what will happen. We're told here that this is a living hope. When you embrace the gospel of Jesus, it's not just about saving your soul. It is about giving you hope that enables you to endure the challenges that you face today. The gospel isn't just about a one-time event. It literally impacts every area of your life for the rest of your life. We're born into a living hope. A hope is only as good as the object or the belief we hope in. Hope founded in Jesus Christ is living. It's not dead. Why? Because He is living. It's based on the living Word of God. It's based on the realities that are true and made evident in what Jesus Christ did to die on the cross and to give us hope that is beyond this world. Down in the chapter of 1 Peter 1, verse 3, it says, "Because you've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring Word of God." This hope that we have is, its foundation is found in the truth of the Word of God and the truth of who Jesus Christ is and what He provided. It's living because it's based on our living Lord Jesus who rose from the dead. It has life in it, which gives life to us. Because it has life, it grows greater and more beautiful as time goes on and other hopes fade. We put hope in a lot of things. We put hope in people, we put hope in a job, we put hope in our bank account that it's going to meet all our bills, we put hope in an election, we put hope in government officials, but those things ultimately at some point will all disappoint us. They will fail us. But when we put our hope in Jesus Christ, today, tomorrow, and forever, that hope endures. God has provided an inheritance for us in that hope that we have in Jesus Christ. That's what he mentions in 1 Peter 1, verse 4. And into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Have you ever received an inheritance? Have you ever received something as a result of someone passing away and leaving you with something? That's what the idea is here. There is something stored up for you. Because of the death of Jesus Christ, he passes on to you an inheritance. God, as our Heavenly Father, has provided us an inheritance that is unlike anything this world can offer. Because the inheritance we get from someone else on this planet will be an inheritance of things, of stuff, possessions that don't last. They are all tainted by the sin of this world. But God's inheritance is imperishable. It's not fading and never will lose its value. It is undefiled, meaning nothing can stain or cheapen it. It is unfading. It is never going to lose its luster or its appeal to you. And it is kept in heaven for you by the powerful, mighty hand of God. Your inheritance is being kept. You are being guarded in your salvation by God's power through faith in Jesus Christ. So we can celebrate what God provides. We find that in verses 6 and following. You rejoice in this, even though now for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials, so that the proven character of your faith, more valuable than gold, which though is perishable, is refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We find here in these verses, with our eyes fixed on the horizon, we anticipate that God is waiting for us on the other side of the struggle we are in. Peter is writing to a people who have been removed from their home, their homeland, their families, their loved ones. They've been scattered. Why? Because they claim the name of Jesus. Because they simply say that I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus. Those around them have decided that is something they're not going to tolerate. And so they remove them, expel them from their lives. And so these people are facing some very difficult days. And so he reminds them that when they suffer, when they go through these times, that they can trust in God, that he's going to work in the midst of this. We will suffer various trials while walking this earth, and they may be necessary. It is refining our faith by dissolving away what is not essential, as gold is refined in fire. You know that gold is refined, is made pure as it goes through a process of being heated up. The result is that what is not pure gold, what is imperfections in the lump of gold, is brought to the surface as it is heated, and then it can be removed. You and I go through trials and difficulties. It's the pressure cooker moments of life that heat us up, that expose what's really going on in our heart. Have you ever noticed when you're hot or hungry or being harassed by someone that sometimes there are words that come from your mouth or thoughts that go through your mind or actions that are done by your hands that are not God-honoring? It's in those difficult, intense times that reveals what's really going on. And when we go through these moments, God is using them to refine us, to bring to the surface what is not like Jesus, that it might be wiped off and removed, that we be maybe more like Jesus as a result of these challenges and difficulties that we face. We love him, and we're filled with an inexpressible joy that he's working even in our challenges. You receive the goal of the problem, of the challenge, of the difficulty, and that is the salvation, the rescue of your souls. As airplanes and ships, logs still list people as souls on board, we are all souls that will live forever somewhere. And when we embrace the hope that is found in Jesus Christ, our soul rests in God, in the challenges here and forever. Hope this devotion finds you walking with Jesus. If there's any way I or Mumfordville Baptist Church can help you in that walk, please reach out to us. You can find information about us on our website at mumfordvillebaptist.org. Hope you have a great week. God bless.